Let's start. Hari Om, Hari Om. Oh. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். குருர் பிரம்மா, குருர் விஷ்ணு, குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வர, குருர் சாட்சாத் பரம் பிரம்ம, தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். So this is the Labor Day family camp. Am I right? Say yes.
Yes.
Right. So it's a Labor Day. 3 days we are here. So not wasting time going outside. So we are going to utilize this 3 days very fruitfully to make little inward journey. And very nice place also. Campsite, nice site. And not boring. So you need to have this much of space. After 1 hour class, you have to go, get out, see this world. Again you come back, attend the class, go back, see the nature, come back, like refreshing your mind. Only 3 days only, not 30 days in there. Only 3 days. So our topic for this main topic for this 3 days program, self-unfoldment. Gurudev has written book Self-Unfoldment. Here and there we will take little from self-unfoldment. And other topic, interpersonal relationship, skill we can add. It's a very important topic, very nice topic also, sensitive topic also. Very sensitive. It's a very nice topic. Few examples from Ramayana also you'll see. We know how, what kind of relationship we have in our own house and suffering like it. How to develop this kind of skill and make our life very joyful. It's our interpersonal relationship, relations. That's our main topic. So evening satsang we are going to see this. Self-unfoldment. And you don't need to have introduction. You are all great students. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great students. Already you are visiting or that you are going to classes and attending Bala Vihar also. These children are thinking, why Bala Vihar? After 40 I can come to this kind of class. You are giving more stress on it. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, from first standard onwards. Anyway, you are all very much the blessed children. Here you have very nice graded lessons. First grade, second grade, like that, goes. When you are graduated, we are very happy, I know that. Appa, graduated. That means not to go to Balavihar. Anyway, now, this 3 days we will have very nice thoughts. Food for the thoughts. Food for the body. To make it very healthy. That's a food for the thoughts. We'll go one by one. So if I talk, then you will get bored. I know that. It's very difficult to sit 1 hour in this kind of Vedanta class. Very difficult. You go to music, you will not sleep. You go to dance class, they will not allow you to sleep. You also should dance. Go to Vedanta class after 5 minutes. You know this Nidra Devi, one more Devi we have. So many Devatas, 33 crores Devatas we have. Saraswati Devi, Lakshmi Devi, Durga Devi, Nidra Devi. She likes this kind of class very much. When we enter in this class, she also will come with us. We should be very careful. Otherwise, she will catch us. Meaning this is a little subtle ideas. If our mind... Do not get this subtle idea. Suddenly it goes into tamas. That's why you sleep. That is not our mistake. That is manufactured Lord's mistake. He created in that way. If a mind is not able to catch it, immediately goes into tamas. That's all. Now we'll try our best not to go into tamas. Okay? That's why I brought you few slides also. You see me little, then you see there. Here little, there. Then 1 hour class will get over. Every now and then I will change the slides also, okay? If it is getting bored, I will change this. One by one, slowly. The topic is self-unfoldment. Ready? If you have any question, you just write it down. In between the class, you should not ask. I know you will not ask. You will not get any question. I know. Even if you get this kind of question, end of the class you can ask. Okay? Alright. So I have to make all kinds of compound. Then I have to play inside the compound. Okay? Now. Our Gurudev said. Well, this is Gurudev's quotation. Swami Chinmayanji. What we have in our life is gift from Him. Him means God. So whatever we have. Including father, mother, teacher. Balavika teacher also. Thank you, God. Thank you. Whatever we have, this is a gift from the Lord. The car, house, the country where you are living, the comforts you are enjoying, everything is God's gift. So you have to thank God. Getting everything and we should not cry. This kind of chair, you see, all the chairs and all the houses are reclinable. Rarely you see in India, only higher class in India. Everywhere it reclined. Just to sit, click. Comfort to the core. Everything we get. Road also, pakka road. Very difficult to see in our place then. You have to go to the highways. So everything God provided. To be very, very thankful to the Creator. And what we do with what we have is our gift to Him. We have to give it back. Na? Whenever we get something from someone, this is our culture that we will say, thank you. Thank you from this lip is different. Thank you from the heart is different. Words, feelings. We should not stop with the words and feelings. We have to express through our action also. You agree? Please agree. Yeah. Thank you. Simple thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whatever you get. If you get small cup of coffee, tea, water. Thank you. Simply it comes. Why? Practice like that. Suppose you are in a very dangerous situation. Someone comes and helps. Thank you. Comes. With over that. Tears from the eyes. A little deeper. Then if you understand what we have in our life. All comfort. Sister, brother, father, mother, teacher, school, college, university. The knowledge we get. The position, power, money, whatever. This is a gift from Him. You may say that, excuse me sir, everything I earned. I made effort. I worked very hard. I got it. Okay. You made effort. You worked very hard. Who gave you the hands, legs, eyes, nose? All the raw material, what do you call, the basic instruments, he only provided. With these instruments only, we worked on, we got everything. So ultimately, we got everything from him. We have to thank, or we have to give it back, thanking him. It's very nice culture, very powerful value also. You agreed, I know. Therefore, I'm going to next slide, okay? All right. Yeah. Very powerful. See, when he says this kind of quotation, you see the rhythm also in that. See the formation of the line. Eh? What we have in our life is gift from him, and what we do with what we have is our gift to him. Giving back. This is self-unfoldment. Okay? So this is now we are like this, sitting here. After 3 days, we have to become like this. After 3 days. We should not go ask this. How are you? Okay. After 3 days, how are you? Okay. It should not be like that. Suppose you enter the first day. Oh, okay. How are you? Hey, I'm okay. This is called self-unfoldment. Unfold and bring the happiness in our life. Okay, unfolding our personality. Yeah, we have so many blocks and so many closed values. It's very difficult to take every petal and to blossom this heart is very difficult part. And we have to do it. For that only God has given this janma. We have visited this world on this earth to unfold our personality. This is the main job. You go to college, na? After school day? Say yes. Yes. No, you are went to college. I'm not asking this. You're going to college. So you go to university. You go to university, you take up some subject and study there. The father is supplying something. Mother also supplied something. You get some help from them, you start studying. So what's your main job in the university? You have to study, na? You have to study, get knowledge. And you have to come out of university. You should not sit there. I like this university. I will be there till my last breath. You go there, study, get knowledge, come back. This is our main job. So when we are studying our special subject, our main core subject in the college, university, we will help our friends, professors, teachers, and other people also will do. All small thing we'll do. All small things are not our main job. Our main job, go there, get knowledge, come back. Small jobs we are doing, okay? All this is a very, very minor job. Minor job should not become the major job there. You understood? So we visited here. What is our major project for which we have visited in this world, to this world? Major job is to make this unfoldment in our heart. This is a major job. All social work and the educational work, cultural work, everything is what that minor work, actually speaking. Taking care of family, minor work. Huh? Yeah. Family is not everything. To make this unfoldment, God has given us family. There is no unfoldment, but only taking care of family. It should not be. Family, we have to use this family to unfold our personality. Just going to office, company, family, social work, anything, whatever you do. Everything is minor work. The major work, unfold. So we will go back to Brahma Loka, and Brahmaji will ask, what happened to your unfoldment? 70 years you lived in this world, I sent like you, like this, you came like this. What is this, eh? The form you have taken, even what you are doing there? I was taking care of my family. 70 years you lived. 70 years, what is that? The human life I have given. Then afterwards, what you have done? Pizza. Coca-Cola. Enjoyed all. Came back. And next janma he will not give this. Next generation, human birth will not come. They just, we were eating and sleeping, drinking, that's all. So according to, for this job, no need to take a manushi janma. Other janma will go. Will come back. Comfortably you can do this. Manushi janma is made to do this kind of unfoldment. Okay? It's not very special. Gurudev used to say that the human being is completely different from animal. You see this, the structure of this mic setup, the mic stand? Say yes.
Yes.
Mics. This is horizontal. One is vertical. Okay. All animals are made the horizontal structure. All animals. Just to go over that, you should not ask, what about birds? In our syllabus, birds are not included. Only animal and human being, okay? You should not ask, what about trees? No! Here trees are not needed. For our study purpose, two things. One is human beings and animals. Animals are horizontal, human beings are vertical. Our Gurudev used to say, Swami Chinmayanj. Okay, yeah, this is fact. What you are telling is fact only. All animals are horizontal, human beings vertical. Very special. You said the human beings are very special, very special. Why? Animals are without cooking, they eat. We cook and eat, that's all. Indifference. Grilled panini. Grilled. that will drink only water, but we'll make boil the water, we'll put coffee and filter. Animal will not do this. I mean, we are very special. Why? We are vertical. Animal is horizontal. Sir, what is the speciality in that, sir? It is made like that. We know that fact. Gurudev says that we have four aspects. Animal also has got four aspects. This is the head, okay? You say this is the head. Head. For the animal has got head or not? Head. The proper function of head, to think. You agree? The function of the head, think. That's why we call it head of the department. Supposed to think, sir. Head of the family. Who is the head of the family in this family? You ask head to go. You do not know who is the head. So many heads are there. Head of the family, head of the department, head of the country, head of the what the organization, head. Head means to think, the function of the head to think. Animal has got a head, human being also has got head. The next part, we have heart, feeling. Why you are sitting so quietly? What happened? What? Feeling? Alright. Feeling. Second as a feeling we have. The feeling aspect, the animal also got, human being also has got feeling, the heart. Second part, no? Let's say how the small, the cat is taking care, mother cat is taking care of baby cat. You see, when cow gives birth to the calf, you see this feeling. Very powerful feeling. Animal has got the feeling. Human being also has got the heart feeling. The third, animal has got stomach. We also got stomach. Why you get this size? Reasons are there. Stomach. Hunger. Huh? We also eat, animal also eat. Third part, head, heart, stomach, and human being has got genital system, animal also has got genital system to reproduce. The generation should come. Otherwise, like what that, the thread, or the cut thread, it should not go. So the thread should be there, the connection should be there, parampara should be there. So genital system is to reproduce. Animal also, human being also, four aspects. Head, heart, belly, or stomach, genital system. The thing is, the Brahmaji made horizontal and what do you call it? Animal. He kept everything vertical and all that. And the arrangement is vertical in human being. The arrangement is horizontal animal. The main idea of his creation, animal is giving equal importance to all these four things. There is no priorities. Thinking, feeling, eating, reproducing, same. No priority. The human being should not be like this. First priority should go to thinking, top. Second only we have to feel. Third only we have to... And the last part is, you're getting it. Now the condition is upside down. Oh, you are living like this. When you see you, whenever I see you, I feel animal is better than you. Valley is going down. Ne? You should not be the man is made like this. Man is powerful, man is great. We have come here to develop ourselves. We have to go back and submit our report card. Yeah, Brahmaji will ask. We cannot escape. It's one way. We have to the gate, you have to submit your report and you go. Okay? Anyway. So in these 3 days, we'll do our best to unfold. Something we'll do to unfold. Okay? Unfold. This is a very powerful job we have to do in our life. At any cost, we should not lose our peace of mind. We should not lose our unfoldment or that thing for simple reasons. My unfoldment is main job. My peace of mind is main job. My life is main. Any cost, I will not go from this. I will not do other things unnecessarily. Okay. Now. Yeah, music should be there. Now pray. Now sir. You don't think this the topic is not connected, it's connected. You will see this. Now see. Praying is not asking for anything, it is thanking for everything. Generally, pray means what? Generally, prayer means what? What we think prayer? Go to temple to ask. When God appears, then God asks, oh Bhakta? Yes, me only. What do you want? 1 minute. One minute, God, 1 minute. Don't go back. I should get pass mark without examination. First one. I should get nice car. House. Already existing house is okay. Okay. Father, okay. Mother, okay. My partner, okay. My children. After 3 years, they will go from my house. So I will not pray for them. Leave it. My boss. Change him first. Otherwise, you change me. From this company to that company. List we have. Asking so many things from the childhood. So we were taught that you just go and pray the Lord. That means what? Pray means what? Ask whatever you want. Asking. One Tamil cinema I watched so many years back. The one big person went inside the temple. Big person went into the temple. And he asked something. Oh Lord, you give me this and that money, crores of money, this and that. He came back. And one, the homeless person. Here, homeless person we call it. Oh, homeless. So their name is different. So that person is sitting in front of the outside of the temple. He asks, sir. Then other homeless person is asking. So why are you asking like this? We have to ask like this. He went inside the temple. He did whatever we are doing outside the temple. Are you getting it? I don't know. If I tell it in Tamil, that will be very nice. Now, when you pitch it, you will pitch it. Are you getting it? I am begging outside. He begged inside. This is the difference, that's all. He came in the car. I'm sitting. What a difference. Actually, this is what that, like, asking should not be. No need to ask. Whatever we need in our life, everything is provided. When you look back our life, nice father, nice mother, nice sister, nice brother. Nice teacher. You can get very nicely mark from the teacher. Teacher. I will give you mark. Teacher, I will give you mark. Nice teacher, nice school. Nice subject also you study. Everything is what's supplied. Actually, God liked us so much. That's why actually He has to take care of us. No? He only created us. He has to take care. He only sends mother, father. This father and mother is what is that? The agent of the Lord. So He sends, hey, you go and take care of my child. Getting it? So He only takes care. Actually speaking. The love you felt from your mother is not mother's love actually. Mother does not. You ask your auntie, she will tell, how is my mother? Your father, Rakshasa number one. When Hiranyakashipu also Rakshasa for other people, for his own child, you see, the Vatsalya he showed. Prahlada comes. Prahlada comes with Hiranyakashipu has taken Prahlada. You read Bhagavad. He takes Prahlada and what's that? He keeps on his lap. So he just hugs Prahlada and just tears on in his eyes. Hiranyakashipu. He may be Hiranyakashipu for other people, for his own child's father. You getting it? Getting it or not? The father's love is not father's love. Actually, Rakshasa Purusha. God kept this software in his heart. Actually, this is God's love. It's flowing through the father, flowing through the mother. That you have to understand. That's why our scriptures are telling that Matru Deva Bhava, Pitru Deva Bhava. Worship our father, worship our mother. Why? Eh? You want to worship. These people are God's agent. They may be what's that bad people for others. For a child, they can do anything. Great sacrifice. So we have to thank whatever He has provided so far. So we are not recognizing whatever He has provided. We recognize, without recognizing those things, just you are not giving it. You are not giving it. We have to drop that kind of alpabuddhi. Already you have given, oh Lord. Actually, I have to thank you. Now only I felt so much I got from you. I never, came to a temple for thank you. So many times I visited only to ask something. Now I have today, after 3 days, after this Labor Day camp, oh Lord, I will come to a temple. For what? To say thank you. After that I will come with a big list. They should not be like that. Thanking. Okay? Right. Now, thanking. Okay. There's one more point. Thanking in Sanskrit is yajnam. Now, our topic, now we are, taking the steer, taking the direction of the car in that side. Thanking. In Sanskrit, thanking is yajnam. Yajnam, already you heard. Yajnam means what? Yajnam means what? All people are coming together and dropping their ego and working for the welfare of the society. This is the definition is given by our Gurudev. Yajnam means what? Selfless activities which brings prosperity in the society. This is yajna. Very, very popular in Bhagavad Gita. You see, the same yajnam in this context, this is called thanking, is called yajnam. Okay? Now we have to thank. So, okay, thank. Thanking the Lord. Okay, this is different. This is one thing. And we have to thank 5 people in our life. We are indebted to 5 people. When you become what's a human being on this earth, definitely you are indebted to 5 people. Why? I never bought anything from this man. Excuse me. Indirectly you are indebted. You have to thank these 5 people. Are you ready? First person, your rishis. You have taken, what is that, birth in this Sanatana Dharma. You have to thank all the rishis. These rishis, they have given us the Vedic mantras. Yeah. We took birth in that tradition. You have to thank. Why? Just sit and reflect. Whatever the samskaras we have undergone, the mantras we chanted, you chant Gayatri mantra every day, and you chant Sahana Vautu, whatever the mantra you chant, all the mantras are revealed by the great rishis. You are using those mantras for your benefit. No copyright for this mantra. Just we chant and we make use of those mantras in our life. Rishi Yajna. And we have to thank natural forces. Vayu, Agni, Surya, Nakshatra are getting it. Ocean, water, trees, all the natural forces. We have to thank. Lord, water is excess in Kerala. Finished. Are getting it. But worship. We have to have this kind of very nice relationship, respect and love, affection. Worshipping the Lord. If nature goes finished, then suppose we have ocean. Ocean, what is that, gets very nice affection towards us. Ocean wants to come to our house. Finished. Powerful. If anything goes in the higher level, finished. Suppose Surya Devata wants to come to America. Finished. 1 feet if he comes, he need natural food. We have to thank him. Because of this, what that air, Surya, all this, what that, the natural force, we live very happily on this, thanking them. And third one is living beings, other living beings. So when you are going in the car, you see the deers are coming. Very nice. And you see peacock. Oh, peacock, peacock. Coo! Nice to hear. I do not know whether you have here or not. Here it is. Cuckoo. Cuckoo, you know? Crow? Crow also? Crow also? Crow is there? Kar, kar. And squirrels are very big here. Oh, nice, nice. Very nice tail, eh? Tail. Very nice tail. The tail is bigger than his body. Whenever we see this kind of animals, we feel very happy. It brings happiness. At the same time, the ecology, it also helps for our life. Connection is there. We have to thank the living being. And we have to thank all human beings. I accept the first three. Fourth, my mind is not accepting the fourth truth. We have to thank human being. Naturally, why? You just wear this dress, okay? This dress is not, we are not making our own dress to wear. If we make our own dress, we have to go and get this bark from the tree or from the, what that, leaves and make and put. We have to make our own dress. How many thousands of people are working on this dress today? We eat bread. How many hundreds of people are working on that indirectly? You're getting it? Only bread piece we get on the plate. Water. How many people are working there? Thousands of people working for our one human being. To live one human being this earth very comfortably. So many people are contributing. You're getting it? So we have to thank them. Now, I give money, I get my bread. Excuse me. Even though we have money, we go to the shop, you just ask bread, there is no bread. Bread production, they stopped. Ayyoyo, what will I eat? Even though I have money. All fabrication stop. All food production stop. Now see, we have money, but we will not get anything. We have to thank those people. There is a human being, thanking human being. You see here, how many connections? The last one, our ancestors. Ancestor picture is nice, isn't it? You like it? Very nice. His head and his side view is looking like Einstein, huh? Einstein knows an Einstein. If Einstein goes there, a wind comes in the opposite direction. Looking like Einstein. Ancestors, we have our tata party. What do you call the grandfather, grandmother, grandfather? They have to thank. Why? Even though we do not have their photos, only our photos will be big size. Father, keep it inside. Father's father. Actually, we have to thank them. You go to India, the puja hall, all over there. Then you can see so many generations of photos. Why we have to thank those people? Now see, now only you are studying because you are connected with the Chinmaya mission. Now you are studying Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavadam, Ramayanam, all those things you studied. Sahana Vautu, Mantras and Purnamada. You like Purnamada more. Why? End of the class. Purnamada. Hai? Sahana Vautu. 1 hour you have to sit. Now only you study scriptures and you come to know what is dharma, what is adharma, what is to be done, what is not to be done, how to live, all the rules and regulations about life you know. By our punya phala we are coming and contact with, we have contact with the scriptures. Now you know what Krishna says, you know in Bhagavad Gita, what? Karma yoga. This yoga or karma yoga? Karma yoga. What is this? Do your duty, don't expect. How without expectation we can? You have to do your duty, don't expect. The very highest philosophy. Now only you come to know that. Whenever some guest comes to your house, you ought to bring some water. The child asks, he must have drank this water in the car. Why unnecessarily give? Give. Uncle, you need water? No. Okay, thank you. Then guest comes, how to treat, how the hospitality, how to show the hospitality. All over the dharma and adharma, everything we learned without studying the book. You get it, you get the point? After some time we come to know all those things from our scriptures. Without studying the scriptures, we know what is right, what is wrong. Who taught us? You tell me now. This is the children. You just go and ask the children. How do you know this is wrong and right? My father told. This is whenever the elderly persons are visiting in our house, my father used to get up. Why? I'm comfortable. Get up. Go and do namaskar. Why? Go. Sometimes people like us, they go. This particularly 8th, 9th, 10th. Plus one, plus two. If they're very small, like to pre-KG, LKG, first and go do namaskar. 9th, 10th, go and do namaskar. Go. They talk very interestingly. You just watch. Go do namaskar.
We have to wait there.
Go. Chat. Go. Very interesting. Even though we do not like many things, okay? The fathers, go. Do this. Don't do this. Mother also. Father also, do this. Don't do this. Mother,
please do this. Please don't do this.
What the way of expression is getting? What is that? Different. This is father's style, mother's style. Every now and then, see instruction. You ask any child. My father will say, my mother. Before my father comes to room. Why, you have eaten something? No. Today Varadam, Varalakshmi Varadam, you should not eat. No. All this vratam, this and the, everything of father, mother teaching. So for them, to them, their father, mother taught. You agree? For them, their father, mother, like this parampara, this is called what is that? The Kula Dharma. These great ancestors, they only taught, this is, parampara, parampara, it comes like down, like this, coming down to our level. After some time, by Punya Karma, we come and read scriptures, then we understand, this is what my father taught us, my mother also taught us. I do not know how they knew this. We got this from ancestors. Getting it? So we have to thank these people. So we are indebted to 4-5 people. Okay? So technically this is called Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Nri Yajna, Pitri Yajna. Okay? Respectively. I am not changing the people. Suppose I brought this slide first, you will be bored. Yajna, Yajna, Yajna. That's why technically this should come first. Psychologically, I brought this first. Okay? You're comfortable with English. What are that? Rishis, natural forces, what that? Living beings, human beings, ancestors. Technically, Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Nri Yajna, Pitri Yajna. You're getting it? All these 5 people you have to thank. You should not be very arrogant in this world. No. Natural force and everything is very, very higher power. That if something goes wrong, our life, we will not have any address in this world. We ought to be, what is that, polite in our heart. Attitude. Polite means not, this is not humility. Somebody, Hari Om, how are you? They walk slowly, slow motion. Eat slowly, walk slowly, talk slowly. Why? Humility. I should not be like that. Even if you go very fast, doing all the activities very fast, the attitude level, humility should be there. Not arrogant. Getting it? So we have to thank these 5 people. Do you like this? Okay, once more. Nice presentation, eh? Those who are doing presentation in office, you learn all those things. This is there in the transition. You transit from one slide to other slide, you will get this kind of thing. Make it very, very interesting, that's all. Otherwise, getting bored. Interesting. It's in between. So it's a very serious topic you are bringing. In between, small. You eat soup, na? You like soup? Say yes. Pepper powder. Nice. Like that. Like pepper. Okay. Now, I am telling this. No, this Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, this Yajna, those who know Devanagari, they can read. Okay. Rishi Yajnam, Deva Yajnam, Bhuta Yajnam, cha Sarvada, Nri Yajnam, Pitri Yajnam, cha Yata Shakti Nahapayet. So, we have to do according to our. It is not what necessary. You have to do it. No, they are not ordering. According to your capacity, please do it. You're getting it? Because we are indebted. It's not compulsory, but we have to do it. It's not compulsory, but it's compulsory. Say one, any, you decide and tell me. Okay, compulsory. You have to do it. So this is the code from Manusmriti, okay? Chapter 4, Sloka number 24. The authority is there. The Manusmriti says like this. Now we have come into Manusmriti. Swayambhu Manus was the message. Very, very powerful text. Many people don't like this. Okay, it says more instruction. Many people misunderstood Manusmriti. You go on to Google, then you will get so many words that comment also on Manusmriti. Okay, that is Tamasic people. So this is the root from Manusmriti. Okay, now. So Veda mantras are like birth of a child. You like this child? Very nice child. Morning, 6 o'clock. Got up from the bed. Oh, coffee? Right, brother. Vedas. All are Vedas. The rishis who found these Vedas. Okay, these Vedas are like, what is that? Asya mahato bhutasya nisvasita metat rigvedaha. Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharveda. All these Vedas are breath of the God. Now I ask you one thing, one question I ask you now. A child, what is that? Child gets birth from a mother. For child. When child takes birth, at that time, the moment it takes birth, at that moment, the birth also comes or not? Getting it? First a child takes birth. Then after some time, the birth comes. It's not like that. The moment the birth is happening, the same moment, birth also comes. Getting it? Getting it? Sir? So when God takes birth, for argument's sake only I'm telling you, when God takes birth, from that moment onwards, he has this breath. So his breath is called Vedas. Are you getting it? And one more point, God never takes birth. That means what? Vedas also never taken birth. That means God is birthless, Vedas also birthless. Are you getting the point? So our, what is that, the religion, our religion is based on, the root of this religion is Vedas. The Veda is eternal. The eternal name in Sanskrit is called Sanatana. That's why our religion is called Sanatana Dharma. Getting it? Or Vaidika Dharma. Why? It is based on Vedas. Vedas are birthless. How? God is birthless. God said, the Vedas are like birth of the God. So if you say God is birthless, the birth also birthless. That means Vedas also birthless. Vedas are not written, it is revealed. Are you getting it? Those days the rishis were sitting in the forest, the deep meditation revealed to them in the meditation. Now also if you sit very deep meditation, and the lifestyle should go like this. You have to live in this rishi kind of life and deep meditation. Even now also, the mantras can reveal. Getting it? Ah. You have the instrument, the phone, but you get the connection. Eh? You get connection. The tower, what do you call that connection? You get the connection. Wife. The main phone connection. Yeah. Because we are able to connect yourself with that. What that? Waves. Otherwise, only instrument I have. Nice instrument. Instrument is there. There is no connection. You're getting it? We are all having very nice instruments. No connection. No SIM card first of all. No connection. SIM card is. Connection is. Then you can get all the calls from all over the world. Getting it? All of our rishis were living like that. They received this Vedic mantra. Now we do not have that kind of people. There is no the reception of Vedic mantra. Even now also you find Vedic mantras everywhere. Why it is birthless and it's deathless, these mantras. These mantras are not language. Are you getting it? This is not language. This is what the Sabda Rupa. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam, Karavavahai. Sabdam actually. Afterwards it is written and it is passed to us, then we are chanting it. We are not able to get that sound from the Rishi Parampara. That's why they have written. Now seeing the mantra, we are creating this sort of sound. Getting it? These Rishis found all the big, what is that? Great mantras. Our Vedavyasa Rishi, he collected. So many hundreds of Rishis were living. And they were teaching this mantra to their own, the students. In those days, there is no notes, no pencil, no pen. Getting it or not? Yes. Nowadays, we have everything, all pad, this iPad. Technologies, we are living in the peak of the technology, this period. Just in 20 years only, we got this much peak. No notes. A very nice thing, because of the technology, we lost our memory power also. You agree? 26 into 5, 1 minute. 10 into 2, 1 minute. 2 into 2, 1 minute. Gone. Just over the 10, 15 years, just 10, 15 years back, we used to remember so many phone numbers. Huh? Check. Now, last month I went. this visa office. Very bad condition. Very, very bad condition. So they have given one application. I have to fill all this. Phone number. Whose phone number?
My phone number.
Oh, different. When I was in Coimbatore or the 14 years back, I remembered one number. That number I gave, then I came out, then I called that person somewhere. Why suddenly you are calling me? For emergency purpose. Why? I gave your phone number to that office.
Why? I forgot my...
This is a condition. Very nicely, the technology made us very nicely. Superb unfoldment. Everything is folded. Actually. One way it is good. Another way we are losing our... Imagination power also is going in. No, these people are, our children are seeing everything through three dimensions. What is that? What is going on the brain? Brain picture. What is going on inside this? What the heart? Everything is pumping the heart. There is no imagination power. Finished. Everything you see in your eye. Imagination power is not. A red color and this shape and this pumping. Now you imagine that power has gone. Anyway, the point is that those days, the student used to get this Vedic mantras from the teacher. Again, they also taught their student, like this it came down. In one point of time, Vedavyasa Maharishi came and he felt that it is very difficult for next generation people. They are losing the memory capacity. Now all the Vedic mantras will go. See, he collected all the mantras from, he went and met all the rishis. Brought all the mantras and he formulated this Rig Yajur Sama Atharana Veda. And he only protected this Vedas for us, our Bhagavan Vedavyas. Okay? These rishis are called seers. Seers are the knowers. They saw, they heard the mantra. Sa means what? Hearing the mantra. Knower, knower of the mantra. They know past, present, future. All the rishis. The great rishis. In that parampara we took birth. We are very lucky people. You feel that? Please feel. We are very lucky. Hundreds of unknown Vedic rishis. They never, or that, gave their name for the Vedic mantra. The one rishi was that received Vedic mantra. He will start teaching this mantra to the children. And like that it came down. No rishi has put their own name on it. This is my mantra. No. It revealed through me, that's all. It revealed through me. I am not the instrument or I am the instrument. I am the author of that. Getting it? Now see, even if you have a 2-page book, only 2-page book, you should not call this book. This is paper. And page book, our name will be the big name. Printed by, published by, authored by, 2-page. Big name. There's no name for it. Great people. Great rishis. Okay? Vedavyasa Bhagavan collected all these mantras from the rishis and he only brought Rig Yaju Samatharana Veda. He protected for us. That's why we worship Bhagavan Vedavyasa and Guru Purnimade or Vyasa Purnimade. All traditions. Vesa Advaitin or Visishta Advaitin or what that? Dvaitin. Every tradition of people, they worship Bhagavan Vedavyasa. Vyasai Vishnu Rupai. Bhagavan Vishnu took in the form of Vedavyasa. Vyasa. Actually, real name of Vedavyasa, Krishna Dvaipayana. Took birth in the island of Yamuna River. Because he compiled the Veda, not composed, compiled. Because revealed mantras are compiled. He is called Vedavyasa. After that, all the Vedic ideas he brought in Mahabharata and 18 Puranas. The story form. Okay? These Vedic ideas only he brought in this man. If you think this Vedic or that mantras, all these Vedas, like what, Jagri, na? Vellam, Jagri. All the Vedic mantras are like Jagri. You can eat very little. After that you cannot eat. It's very attractive. It's very, you cannot eat more than this amount. But this jaggery, he felt that many people cannot eat this directly. We have to make some payasam. So he made a payasam of Mahabharata. In Mahabharata story, he brought Vedic ideas. Are you getting it? This jaggery is put in this. Now you eat Mahabharata. Payasam you can eat 1 liter also. Okay, 1/2 liter. Okay, 1/4 liter. But you can eat little more than the original one. I mean, you need to have more qualification to read Vedas, learn Veda. Mahabharata, everybody can. Through the story, you get the idea of Vedas. Or essence of Vedas, core of Vedas. And other than Mahabharata, 18 Puranas he has written for us to understand Vedic idea. This is the contribution of Vedavyasa to us. Are you getting it? Now you tell me, we have to be very, very grateful to our rishis or not, you tell. Hundreds of unknown rishis we do not know, but we know Munir Namnam, Rishir Namnam, Sakasrasya, Vedavyaso, Mahamuni. Those who chant Sakasrama, they know. Rishir Namnam, Sakasrana, Vedavyaso, Mahamuni. He only brought all the great rishi. So he only brought this for us. All dharma. We have to be very thankful. This is Rishi Yajna. And one more rishi after Vedavyasa, Valmiki Rishi, Adikavi. He brought the same or that. After Bhagavan Veda, before Bhagavan Vedavyasa, he wrote this Ramayana, Yoga Vasishta, Vedic ideas in that. Getting it? And one more rishi we get, Swayambhuma. Manu, one more rishi. So he brought this Vedic ideas in his book, Manusmurti. And other than this, Panini and Patanjali, these are the rishis. Based on these Vedic ideas, they brought this, what the language? Panini, Patanjali. These people, we have to thank them. These are all rishis. And we have to thank what the Kapila Rishi, Patanjali, Gautama Rishi, Kanada, Jaimini. All these people are great, great philosophers. Only small amount of name I brought here. But if you come to India, you find more great people. We have to thank these people. Okay? Now, actually speaking, we have to thank 5 people. Who are they? Rishi Yajnam, Deva Yajnam, Bhuta Yajnam, Nri Yajnam, Pitru Yajnam. 5 people. Now, our topic for this self-unfoldment. We are not taking other, what is that? Yajnas. So, we are focusing how to thank the rishis. Are getting it? Rishis means what? Those who revealed this Vedic mantra. The God revealed the Vedic mantra through this people. These people revealed. And they taught this Vedic mantra to their students. Vedavyasa brought and what that? He just formulated, compiled. And after Vedavyasa, many, many rishis came and they also contributed. These are all great, great people. We have to thank them. Now, how to thank, sir? How to thank? They have given us scriptures, philosophies, culture, values. These are all their contribution to the society. You agree now? So you can ask, what is their contribution to our life? They only contributed the scriptures. We know now Ramayana we have, Mahabharata we have, Bhagavad Gita we know. Otherwise from first grade to 12th grade, what kind of syllabus you make now? You want to teach something value. So what value you will teach? Only 1 grade is enough. Sit down, get up, eat, go. If someone comes, just share that salt. Don't beat anyone. Don't harm anyone. Very simple values. In first grade, 1 class is more than enough to teach all the values. Now from first grade to plus two or that 10th grade, you have so much graded with the values and books. All these scriptures are by what that? Them only. Rishis. And they only brought very, very great philosophies. All philosophical thought. The highest philosophies we have in India. India is a source of so many philosophies. And they brought the culture. Culture means what? You go to temple and put bindi, break the coconut and show that lamp and light the lamp before the program and put over that rangoli. celebration of Deepavali, celebration of Navaratri, and over the Vijayadashmi, Deepavali, even though we do not know why we are celebrating. Then and there we know. The first program starts with Vinayaka Chaturthi. The next month then Vinayaka Chaturthi. You start with Vinayaka Chaturthi and you get your so many things one by one. Culture, values, great, they have contributed. Now, so we have to show our gratitude or not. Ne? So they have given, this is the Rishi's contribution. Now our contribution to them or our gratitude, we have to show them. What we have to do? Sir, they have given scriptures, philosophy, culture, values. Okay, sir, thank you very much. No, first itself I told, simple thank you, simple feeling, that is not enough. We have to show the gratitude or what that, thanks in the action. How to show? First we have to learn their scriptures, we have to practice their scriptures, and we have to unfold our personality. That's all. I know you understood. I'm not asking any questions. Getting it? How to show? I read Bhagavad Gita. Thank you very much, Vyasa Bhagavan. Ramayana, thank you, Valmiki. Great treasures. So where we have taken birth, a powerful place. Bhagavan Adi Shankaracharya says in Vivekushuramani, Vivekushuramani, the beginning itself, he says that, Jantunam Narajanma Durlabam. It is very difficult to take Narajan. Atap Pumstvam. Pumstvam means not the man, the manliness. Jantunam Narajanma Durlabam Atap Pumstvam Dato Viprata. The Sattvik. Tasmad Vaidik Dharma Marga Parata. After that, you have to take birth in Vaidika Dharma Marga. Sanatana Dharma. Then Atmanatma Vivechanos Manubhavo. Brahmatmana samsthiti, so many words that the list is giving. To take birth in this Sanatana Dharma, you have to take Shatakoti Janma Sukurtaihi Punyaihi Vinana Labhyate. Shatakoti. Koti means crore. Shatakoti, 100 crores of Janma, accumulated in 100 crores of Janma, you are taking birth in Sanatana Dharma. Oh, highest blessings. But we do not know that. So much we have. Okay? Then we have to learn them, their scriptures. We have to practice. We have to unfold. You agree? Now, one more slide I will show you. This is one person lived in Tamil Nadu. The great personality. Thiruvalluvar. He wrote 1,330 slokas only. All our great ancestors, they will not write 10 sloka, 5 sloka. If they take the pen, minimum 1,000 they will write. Nalaira Divya Prabandham, 4,000 were that. Songs from the Vaishnava devotees. Nalaira, 4,000. Minimum 1,000 only they will write. They do not know how to write hundreds or 200s. 1,000. Srivallur wrote 1,330 slokas. Two lines, okay, and very then now research is being going on Thiruvalluvar, and the whole Thiruvalluvar structure is based on Manusmriti. When you read Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa, you find the thought there. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Sudra, Vaishya, you find the thought there. Very nice structure. And this great over the Rishi, the Thiruvalluvar, getting it. And he, from the 391 Kural, we call it Kural. Song in Tamil is called Kural, Thirukural. Karka, Kasadara, Karpavai, Katshapin, Nirka, Adarka. This is the original one. Okay, those who do not know Tamil, just listen. Karka, Kasadara, Karpavai, Katshapin, Nirka, Adarka, Taga. This is the Tamil word. The meaning is learn what is to be learned. Karka means learn. Kasadara. Without any word that flaccid, what do you call? Without any doubt, kasadara karka, karpavai, karpa, whatever you learn, kasadara karka, you learn completely without any mistake, without any doubt. Katrapin, once learned, katrapin, nirka, stand, கேட்டீங்க, அதற்கு தக பை வாட் யூ லேர்ன். கற்க கசடர கற்பவை கற்றப்பின் நிற்க அதற்கு தக, கற்பவை கசடர கற்க கற்றப்பின் அதற்கு தக நிற்க. திஸ் இஸ் அன்வயம். நத்திங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், ஒன்லி சவுண்ட் கற்க கற்க கற்க. வெரி நைஸ் தமிழ், தமிழ் in Tamil we have so many literatures, very nice literature. One more slok, the patraka patrachan patranai apatranai patraka patra vidarku ayyo grrr. very nice slok. You learn one language, from that language you learn many knowledge. The thought of philosophy, oh, very high. I'm not telling this is the number one. This is number one in the world. How do you prove that? People are attached with this language, particular language. This is number one, this is number one. Excuse me. No one can prove this. Only 3,500 years. Mesopotamia. But our, the valley. Or the, Indus Valley. 1,300 years. Is the first archaeological. Then nobody knows which languages come from. You do any research, Mesopotamia, this is the first word that civilization they found. And even that, the study says, and they do not come into conclusion that whether the Indus Valley went into Mesopotamia or Mesopotamia gone into Indus, the confusions. Suppose I am from India, I will say from India only it went to Mesopotamia. The person comes from Mesopotamia only went to India. Are you getting it? Yeah. So where you identify, there you want to keep your idea high. That's all. You don't know, everything is anumana pramana only. According to what this kind of anumana only, we are coming into conclusion. We do not only, Lord knows from which languages come. Saha taute, masculine gender. Masculine gender in Sanskrit, masculine. Saha means he. Tau means two. Masculine gender, two people, two men. Tau. Te. Te means what? They all. In English you say they. In Sanskrit you say te. Now you tell me from Sanskrit the English term has come. Or from English the Sanskrit term has come. Now you tell me. If you sit in India you can say from Sanskrit only English has come. From here you cannot tell like that. So you have to tell from English only Sanskrit has come. Getting it? So where you are living, where you are sitting, from there only it come. Oh, be careful. We do not know. We may do this kind of research. Research also based on anumana paramana, that's all. Yeah. We cannot say this has come from this. Show me the proof. This is the proof. In this proof I have doubt. Yeah, this is a proof I have doubt. We do not know. The intelligent thing is that you just read the language. From that language is a tool, that's all. From this tool you study the scriptures, get the thought, and leave the language, leave the scriptures also. Why we have to go to Brahmaloka to show our unfoldment? Our unfoldment is more important than the language in this. Yeah, this is a tool, that's all. With this tool I can open the scriptures in Tamil. With this tool of Sanskrit I can open the scriptures in Sanskrit, that's all. We should know what is the limitation of the language. Identifying the limitation and breaking the country and talking so much. Unintelligent. Okay. So our thing is, the thing is whatever we learn, we have to practice. So whatever we learned from the scriptures, when you practice, when you unfold, when you make our life very nice, this is our, what is that? Yajna or thanking or our contribution, gratitude towards the Lord. You're getting it? Therefore, we have to do this unfoldment. The individual self-unfoldment is highest gratitude towards our rishis. That's this is what we are going to do in these 2 days. Now the introduction is over. Now we'll see slowly, okay? The Rishi Yajna. You understood or not?
Yes.
You should have told, you have to study the scriptures, practice, unfold. For this you took 1.5 hours. The conclusion should come in the last, okay? Before itself, if I would have told that, that's not conclusion. It's introduction. Thought by thought, you ought to come. Now you understood. Now you will see what they have given the scriptures. What are the ideas? So how they are making us to unfold. What are the ideas? It's very common idea only. Okay? You liked it?
Yes.
Say yes.
Yes.
You make some sambar, you pour. You liked it?
Yes.
Say yes. Oh, yes, yes. So we'll continue tomorrow. Okay? Morning, 6 o'clock, we'll meet for meditation. And then, that is a relationship, or that interpersonal relationship. So I'll bring few nice things from Ramayana. Ramayana incident with the original slokas. Okay, you like it. Even though you do not like, say like it. Okay, tomorrow. Like it. Very nice incidents. Original. I'm not telling my own ideas. This is what Rama and Sita relationship is very, very, very important. From all the relationship, uncle relationship, uncle. Friend, I'm friend. Very great relationship from two with the two friends and father and mother. It's very committed. What to do? How life is going on? Mechanically going on. Are you happy?
I'm happy. How are you? I am also happy.
It should not be like that. Happy means real happiness, okay. With all understanding. In relationship, understanding is very important. I tell you, in relationship only we get 75% to 80% of joy. You get when you eat laddu, only 1%, that's all. Halwa, okay, 5%. When you sleep, 20%. And we have 80% of that joy you are getting from relationship. Somebody likes you, you like it or not, huh? Somebody comes, hey, I like you so much.
Hey, once more, I'm not able to hear once more.
On that particular day, I don't want any food this night. I'm very happy. I do not know. I'm very happy. Why is somebody? I like you so much.
You goosebumps.
Joy. Many people are like, joy. We also have people to love and like, joy. That's why in our system, see, in India, when people are coming together in any program, whether it's what do you call the Upanayana function or what do you call pinching the ear? What do you call? Kaadu kutarde. You do something or breaking? Do something. Some program, they're waiting for some program. Everybody will come. Hey, I have not given you invitation. So that kind of relationship you do not have. Even though you do not give invitation deliberately, I will come to it. Why? I want to see all the people. Very nice to be with the relatives. Joy is different. Even though we will fight with the other people, we are getting it in our the relatives. We come together, we will fight with them. First we will see the person who is our enemy. You see, all the people, that man has not come. Huh? When he will come? In 10 minutes. Huh? You see, how are you? Waiting for that person has come. Even that broken relationship also very nice. Very interesting. So tomorrow we'll see the relationship skill. Very nice topic. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha Harihi Om.